and had to have some Negro people in the schools. I think there were five or maybe six that were in the high school. Very, very few at that time.
Now, was your husband still working in the high school at that time?
No, he just had quit. Okay. He did not have to fool with integration.
Right. Was that a tough time around here for people in general? Was it a rough time where people
No, not at all. We had well-organized Negro people that lived on Zion Circle, and they had an adult Negro man. Now, Amy, help me with his name. You know I know who I'm talking about.
Uncle Alec.
Uncle Alec.
Right.
Uncle Alec. And if ever anybody in the Negro community got out of hand, Uncle Alec went to see him. And that hushed that right now. They minded and they behaved themselves. And they didn't give anybody any problem. And we didn't have it. Never ever had any. Negro trouble. Never have had any.
So the stuff in Atlanta at that time really didn't affect Roswell that much, it sounds like.
Well, I guess not. But anyhow, we didn't have any troubles. We didn't have many of them out here till after they built the apartments and got some more people in. But the ones that we got in were upper class people. They were not down and out. Booms and thieves and robbers. They were nicer people.
Well, they wanted an education.
Yes, they did.
They weren't just having to go.
That's right.
They were wanting to go. They were electing to study.
Yeah, they tried to fit in. I do think that we did hear one time that soon after we moved some in. It wasn't but about, I guess about 3 years maybe after that, that I heard, but I don't know it. But it'd be bad to say that it was true, but I knew it. I don't know it firsthand, but I heard that we had three or four white girls that were pregnant by the Negro boys in the high school after that. But then that had to say trashy white girls, you know, or something like that. Got them in trouble. But anyhow, I've never known. Don't know that. But we've always gotten along fine with them. And Presbyterian Church now is in the process of trying hard to get the Presbyterian white people to go to the Zion Baptist Church. And we go every once in a while over there and we'll have 25 or 30 that'll go. And then sometimes we have their Negro preacher to come over and preach for us, and we swap preachers. We're doing all we can to try to see if we can get to where we understand them and they understand us and so
racial
on.
Reconciliation.
Yeah.
But also, way back in the 1840s, when the church was first built, there was the colored people were members of the churches.
Yes, they
were. And they were members at Lebanon, up that's now no longer, I mean, the building is there, but the church body is over on Crabapple Road. But it's the building right up here by Chick-fil-A. But in it, I think there's a bench still there that the colored people sat at the back of the church on a bench.
Wow.
But at the Presbyterian, they sat upstairs. Now, what they sat on, I don't know. I guess it was a bench, too.
I guess it was. I don't know.
I don't know. But the Lebanon's was a bench without a back. But the Presbyterians, of course, it was 100 years later, the bench did have a back on it.